Hello, last 20 listeners. I am Lacey Lou, and with me, as always, is the wonderful Carly Ray. What's up, Carly?
What's up, Lacey? Hey, everybody. That's all I got.
That's all I got, too. So I understand completely. How has your week been? Any fun movie watches?
I don't think I saw any new movies this week, but my family and I actually just finished the Fallout series.
Oh, Dan started that. He watched episode one. I watched like half of it and fell asleep. But it was pretty good, but it's just not really like my thing, I guess. I don't know.
And that's understandable. But yeah, I really, really enjoyed it.
Good. Do you play? Are you like a gamer at all?
No, far from it. I was really weird growing up. I would just always watch other people play video games, and that was just so entertaining to me. Like, I hated playing the games myself.
I like both, but I don't mind watching somebody else play either. Like, I feel like, I'm like, oh, you gotta go over there. Like, I'm like a scout, you know what I mean? And help them, like, maneuver.
Yeah. There was this one game that was just like, I cannot for the life of me remember what the game was, but my best friend used to like play it, and I would watch her, and I would throw on some Evanescence in the background, and it would just fit so well.
So you've never played like any video games?
Oh no, I played some video games like Simpsons Hit and Run.
Ah, it's so fun.
Pokemon Stadium, like those mini games that they had. It was so much fun. I wish I still had that.
Do you play any games like on your phone?
Oh yeah.
What do you play?
I've been playing Bingo.
I play Bingo too.
Which Bingo game do you play?
Bingo Blitz.
I think mine is Bingo Pop.
Bingo Pop. Like I played like Bingo Blitz is my favorite, and then Bingo Bash is fun too, but not as fun as Bingo Blitz.
Yeah, everybody rags on Bingo, but it's so much fun.
It really is. I'm like, and like when the timer counts down and like, because they only give you like a limited amount of bingos, I get like so pissed. It's fun to like play in real life too. Like if I go to the casino, that's what I want to play is bingo or poker. But yeah.
I know. I would play bingo in real life if I could.
Would you want the electronic one where it just auto dobs for you? Or would you like to like be part of like the real experience and like old school style dob that shit?
I would love to do the old school dial, dob that shit.
Like, I used to go with my grandma all the time when I was a kid. She fucking lived for bingo. There's nothing like smelling like stale nachos and cigarettes. It's like all the old women and men, like, just would smoke cigarettes and eat stale nachos, you know? Yeah. And have your little styrofoam cup where you could go get a little Pepsi. Yeah, what a time to be alive, Carly. What a time to be alive.
Yeah, that was like our old bowling alley back in the day before it became like this. I think it became a big R.
A what?
It was just like, it reminded me of our old bowling alley that we had in town when I was a kid. Ah. But it's like a big R now.
What is a big R?
I think that it's like a...
Like a commercial?
Like, ranch supplies, ranch. Like for horses and cows and stuff.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Have you ever ridden a horse?
Yes, I have.
Are you a good horseback rider?
No, I haven't done it in years. But my sister, she actually fell off a horse and broke her arm.
Oh, wow. Like, I've never ridden a horse, but I rode a camel.
You rode a camel?
Yeah, they had it at like a fair or whatever. I was like a kid and yeah, I rode a hump on a camel. Was it fun? It was weird because like everybody's just like kind of staring at you, like wanting to take your photo. Like, so like that was obviously like before like the selfies. Like I was like five. This was like early 90s, you know?
So strangers just wanted to like take pictures of a 5-year-old kid.
Well, no, like I mean, like other kids were like waiting to ride the camel so that their parents could get like a picture taken. And like, it was just like people are like waiting on you. It was weird. It was a weird experience. But yeah. You can fit more than like one person on a camel. So I think my sister or like somebody else was on the camel with me. I can't fucking remember because like it has like humps, you know? So
yeah.
It's like, Yeah, so like I'm on one hump and somebody else is on the other one, like we're in between the humps, I guess. It's fucking weird. Like it's a weird, weird thing. Like, and it makes me kind of feel bad for the camel. Like, I mean, are they meant to be ridden? I don't know. Maybe like in the desert.
I mean, let's face it. No animal's meant to be ridden. We just ride them.
Just like humans when they fuck. But I think you're meant to do that because obviously you're supposed to procreate, which I will never do. But that's okay. Yeah, so I have been buying like a shit ton of movies. I just bought two more today. I have a shipment coming in. I forgot what I bought in that one, but I know what I bought today. I bought the Blu-ray of Terminator 2, Judgment Day. And I also bought a film that we covered here on The Last 20 on Blu-ray, Wish Upon.
Oh, hell yeah.
So, yeah, I'll probably buy some more later this evening, but because there's a show on Whatnot. Like, you get these for, like, a buck. Like, you can't, like, pass it up. And they're all Blu-rays, and, like, so I'm just upgrading my collection. So, I'm thinking about, like, once I do that, like, I'm going to sell my ones that I have duplicates of on Whatnot and might as well, you know?
Yeah.
So I'll get a little bit of money back, I suppose, because I spend a shit ton of money, but whatever.
Circle of life, circle of buying.
It really is, yeah. I also just downloaded a few new audiobooks. Do you read or listen to audiobooks at all?
I've honestly tried, but I zone out like way too much. My mind just like fucking wanders and I have a really hard time paying attention to them.
Well, I've been looking for like a series because like I like the young adult books. Like I was like really into like the Pretty Little Liars and like Vampire Diaries and like all that. But I'm looking for like a more adult series to like follow. So if anybody has like any suggestions. So I was looking up for like whodunits and I came across this book called The Maid. And I guess it's going to be like made into a major motion picture.
Well, that's cool.
And it has two books so far. I haven't started it yet, but apparently it's a fucking whodunit that takes place in a hotel. So I was like, sold. So yeah. Yeah, I like setups that like take place like in a hotel. There's a movie that I want to watch. I think it's called Bad Times at the El Rio. I think it Yeah, like I haven't seen it yet, but it's been on my watch list for a while. So maybe I'll pop that bitch on this weekend.
Yeah, it was a pretty decent one. I love movies set in a hotel or a motel. Like, I don't know what it is about that setting. It's really cool. And I love it.
We're going to have to do, oh God, what's the name of that movie? I just lost it. Vacancy.
Oh man, I haven't seen that in so long.
Yeah, we'll have to do that at some point on this one. Yeah.
Down for that
because that like has a good like ending to it, I think. So that would be perfect for the show. I haven't seen the sequel, not sure if I want to, but yeah.
I thought it was a prequel.
Is it a prequel?
Wouldn't it have to be?
Well, it says Vacancy 2. So like, I mean, I haven't read like the back of it, but I mean, not necessarily. I mean, look at Joyride. Well, I mean, he did technically get away at the end. We did cover Joyride on The Last 20, so go check that episode out if you haven't yet, listeners. And for those that are joining us for the first time, we thank you. And the premise of our show, it's really simple. We watch the last 20 minutes of a movie and decide whether it makes or breaks it. And it's mostly horror movies and thrillers. So if you have any suggestions that you would like us to cover, we're all ears.
Absolutely. Let us know.
Yes. We haven't had any requests in a while, have we?
I think the last one was Paranormal Activity 3.
I think that's our only request. No, somebody requested Don't Worry, Darling, I think.
Oh, I think somebody.
I feel like somebody actually requested that one, but yeah, I don't know. Maybe it was a different one. Maybe, I don't know.
Yeah, my memory is shit. So
yeah, well, I mean, that's been a while, and I haven't threw that out there of what people want to hear us cover either. So, but if you have a suggestion that you'd like us to cover, let us the fuck know. Okay, thanks. Bye. Why don't you tell the listeners what we are covering today, Carly?
Okay, so today we are covering a an ending I feel is worth discussing. 2018's Suspiria.
Yes. Suspiria. More like Suckspiria. No, I'm kidding. it's like,
for real though, seeing Dan's post about it just fucking killed me.
Yeah.
Yeah, like the picture he used for it, just like,
well, it looks like that thing. It literally looks like that thing, but yeah. Are you a fan of the original?
I am. I've seen the original at least 10 times, I believe. Like, I really, really enjoy the original film.
I've seen it now twice. I bought it on DVD, like, randomly, like, way before, like, Facebook was ever, like, a thing. Well, I mean, like, before Facebook groups were a thing. Like, so, basically, like, any horror that, like, you knew about, like, you had to, like, kind of go in search of yourself or word of mouth from, like, people you knew in real life and not on social media.
Yeah, you know, majority of my horror film collection were blind buys.
Yeah, right? And that's what Suspiria was. Like, so, like, my blind spot for, like, genres is definitely, like, Italian or giallo. Like, I'm just not, like, well-versed into that. So, sorry if you listeners came here to hear somebody very informed about those type of films. This is this is not the podcast that you're going to hear that from Lacey Liu. just... It's yeah. not in my wheelhouse, so I'm sorry if I disappoint you. Slasher is, like, obviously my genre, so very well-versed there. But aside from that, yeah, no. I do like – my favorite Italian horror movie is probably Demons. Have you seen Demons?
Oh, yeah. I actually – I think I liked Demons 2 better.
Oh, in the high-rise?
Yeah. But the first one, that one was fucking creepy. They did a good job on that one.
That movie's so amazing. I love movie theater horror. It's so fun.
I know. We don't get a lot of movie theater horror anymore. Sorry, I can't talk today.
I know. They need to, like, bring that back. There's, like, this movie called Absurd that has movie theater horror. Like, Scream 2, obviously. Demons, The Last Matinee. I think that's the movie with Robert Englund. I know he did a movie theater horror.
Oh, I think that was the Last Showing.
The Last Showing. Well, and then there's The Last Matinee as well. So those are the ones that, like, come to mind for me at the moment. Do you know any others?
Yeah, there was that one. It was, like, All About Evil or something like that. And it had Natasha Lyonne in it.
I don't think I've seen it.
And, okay. So she inherited this theater from her father who passed away, and she wanted to keep it open. So she started creating these, like, snuff films, basically, just killing people on screen and making audiences think, like, oh, she's just doing these really cool, really real looking, independent, like, short films before the actual movies. And so, yeah, it was pretty crazy and pretty random, but I really dig it.
Yeah, no, I don't think I've heard of it. What did you say it was called?
I think it's All About Evil. It's on Shudder at the moment, I think. It was when I rewatched it.
Interesting. Very, very interesting. You'll have to you'll have to send that to me and I'll look it up and see if I can find it.
Definitely.
Well, guys, we are queued up at 2 hours. In 2 minutes and 57 motherfucking seconds. Watching on Prime for those that like to actually follow along. So we'll wait for you to get queued up there. Do you have any fun weekend plans going on?
Actually, my sister's baby shower is this Sunday.
Oh, congratulations, Auntie Carly.
Yeah, it's actually pretty funny. We're going to call me Aunt Carl just for the hell of it.
Aunt Carl.
Yeah, because my brother, just out of the blue, he just started calling me Carl. And so it grew on me, so I ran with it.
Should we change your name here, too?
No, I love Carly Rae.
I was going to say, we're going to call you Aunt Carl.
Aunt Carl.
Aunt Carl. And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of The Last 20. I'm Lacey Lou, and with me, as always, is Aunt Carl. Like, no, that just doesn't flow.
They're going to be flow. Like, we do that next, they're going to think I'm your aunt.
Right? Like, I don't even think that's possible. No, like, I guess there is, like, instances of that. Where there's, like, a younger aunt. If, yeah. But anyways, that's not the case here, and that's silly. So, that's fun. Did you get a baby shower gift?
Oh, yeah. I got a couple books for her. I'm really excited. Because, yeah, my sister, she really does not read, and so I want her son to be a nerd. So I'm going to give him as many books as I can.
Oh.
And make sure he reads them.
Oh, it's a boy.
Yeah, yeah. Little Waylon.
Oh, they already named it, too. Named him, I guess not. It's not an it, but yeah.
I gotcha.
I am not a kid person. Like if you've listened to me talk for the last 6 years doing podcasts, I think everybody fucking knows by now I'm not really a kid person.
Oh, I am not either. Like, I fucking hate being around kids.
It's so awkward for me. Like, I mean, like, it, like, it's fine, but like, I've just never, like, I don't have, like, a motherly instinct. Like, I mean, I do with my dog. But aside from that, like, I just, crying babies just aren't my thing. Like, yeah. When the kid gets older and can talk and tell me what it wants, like, it wants what they want. See, I call it it's. Like, I'm a fucking terrible person.
But no, like, yeah. I would be a fucking terrible mother.
No.
No, I would. I could barely take care of myself. I'm not going to take care of someone else.
Aww.
But yeah, it was really funny. When my sister sent us the picture of the pregnancy test, my mom, she was all giddy and she was like, "You're going to have to start liking kids." And I was like, "No, I don't. I just have to like this kid."
There you go. Well, are you ready to start The Last 20 with Suspiria, the remake, everybody? For those just tuning in, I don't know why I said just tuning in, because, like, hopefully you've been listening since the beginning, but, yeah.
I know, like, skip it right to this point.
Right. Like, do you guys want, like, timers? Like, do you like our banter in the beginning, or do you just like us talking about the movie? You know, like, just cut right fucking to it. Cut to the chase, as they say.
Yes, let us know what you want.
Actually, we don't give a flying fuck. We're going to do what we want anyways, to be honest. But we do want your recommendations of what you would actually like to hear. But yeah, the format is not up for discussion, so calm down. All right, on go. 3, 2, 1, go. Mine's loading.
So I actually haven't rewatched this in a good while, and I completely forgot how fucking dark this movie is. Like, I had all the windows closed, all the lights off. I still could barely see a fucking thing in this movie.
Oh, so you mean, like, the actual...
Yeah, like, the actual lighting of the movie. Like, it's so dark.
Really? You can't see Jabba the Hutt there?
I see the people dancing, but that's because the light's shining on them. But yeah, like, the glare was just terrible when I rewatched this. I was like, okay, I don't know what's going on. I'm just going to roll with it.
This movie confuses the fuck out of me. I'm not going to lie. Like, it is, like, the OG is definitely more, like, I like the cinematography of the first one. Like, it's just a beautifully shot film. This one, like, you can kind of understand the plot points more. In my opinion, like, this one's easier to follow. Look, it's fucking Jabba the Hutt. Like, what are they trying to do here? Like, get their youth back? Like, is that what's happening? Like why are they ripping out Mia Goth's guts?
Now, see, the way I saw it was, yeah, I think this woman needs, like, their youth or their souls or whatever to, like, either remain immortal or get young again. But it's got to be, like, this special ceremony. Because, like, they're keeping these girls alive. Like, they're doing horrible fucking things to them, but they're not even killing them. So I'm not really sure. Maybe it's their pain that fuels this bitch. And Yeah, admittedly, like, a lot of stuff I had to, like, look up to try to see what the fuck was going on.
Yeah, I figured you could just kind of, like, leave this one, and I'll just give you, like, my speculations of what I think is happening, because I didn't look shit up. I just see a bunch of naked bitches dancing.
Yeah, because, like, with the Mother Marcos, like, she's sort of like a false prophet, like a false mother.
Right. You
know, she claims to be Mother Suspiriorum. Suspiriorum.
And she is not.
She is not. So that's kind of like what I love about like this moment, because like Susie comes in and she's like who are you, where do you get your powers, or like stuff like that. She's like Mother Suspiriorum, and she's like, I am she.
Right, like she was her the entire time.
Yeah, so not only is this bitch doing horrible things to these young girls, she's doing it in my fucking name. Hell no, I'm coming here and cleaning fucking house.
Like, where has she been, though, like, this entire time?
She's been living in Amish country with her overbearing mother. So, from what I read, like, she was never really Susie. Like, okay. She possessed Susie when she was just a baby, you know? So, there never was a Susie. It was always Mother Suspiriorum. And I guess, like, she was always drawn to this place in Berlin. So I'm guessing she always knew about what Mother Marcos was doing. But she couldn't just go there. It could be due to her family or, like, her financial situation, like, whatever, you know. She couldn't just fly over there and stop all this. She had to get inside. And maybe she needed to, like, pretend to be manipulated to the point to be in this ceremony. So this was like her very slow plan to infiltrate this coven of bad witches.
Okay. Like, I like how you said her very slow plan.
Yes, her very slow plan, because obviously it would have to be slow. But yeah, that is that's sort of how I interpreted it.
Like, why are people, like, still following, like, this, like, thing?
Like I said, false prophet. She's making them believe that she's all-powerful, that she is one of the main fucking mothers.
Well, fucking look at her. Would you really be following something that looked like that?
I don't know.
Honestly. Like, clearly, like, they've been bewitched, but it's so stupid.
And, like, they had the plan to, like, promote Madame Blanc. Wow, I cannot fucking talk today.
That's some bad CGI there. It really is. Like, that's terrible.
And, shit, I forgot what I was saying now. Sorry, guys, lost my train of thought. And see, one thing I didn't get is, like, so she is one of the mothers. So she's so powerful that the other witches simply couldn't, like, she was able to shield her power from the rest of the witches. Because, like, they could feel, like, Marcos's presence in the studio. But they couldn't feel that Susie was not who she says she was.
Right, like, Tilda Swinton, like, obviously, she's like, something's not right here. But, yeah. Like, Mother Marcos was kind of, like, a dipshit, and she's like, here, let me kill the only person that might be able to fucking save me. But, like, is Tilda Swinton actually dead? Because, like, there's a shot of her, like, at the end, and it seemed like she was fucking alive.
No, she's not dead. Susie brought her back.
Because she's all that powerful. So, like, is Susie bad or good?
I think she's good.
Because, like what they're all...
Here, like, was cleaning house, killing Marcos, and all those who voted for Marcos. Basically, and like those poor girls that were just tortured throughout the whole fucking movie, like all they wanted was to die, and she granted them that. She was very like merciful about that.
But why did they want to die?
They're in a lot of pain. Did you not see what happened to Greta or whatever her name was?
Greta.
Her body was broken everywhere. She needed to die.
Like, but I don't know. Like, it just, like, it's very corny to me. Which is, look at her stutter. She goes, ooh. Like, this is terrible. And now, not so powerful. Like, clearly could just, like, with the flick of a wrist, like, split people's necks in half. But, like, couldn't stop this thing from, like, giving it the kiss of death.
Because, obviously, Mother Suspiriorum is more powerful than Mother Marcus.
All right.
And see, oh, yeah, this was the moment that was too fucking dark to really see what was happening. It would just cut to the witches saying Marco, so those are the ones obviously getting killed. And then I just hear it, but I can't really see it.
Hmm. Like, Chloe Grace in makeup is just, like, horrible. Like, you feel so bad for her.
Yeah, like, all these poor girls just suffered so much just because. Like,
and, like, this goes on for so fucking long.
Like, honestly, with the dancing and everything and just, like, the horror, it kind of gave me Midsommar vibes. So, kind of dug it.
You think so?
Yeah. Like, when they were all flailing around at the end, screaming and laughing and all that, like, definitely reminded me of it.
Like, they just say Marcos, like, a billion times here.
Yep, the ones that stood by Marcos now perish.
It's just kind of silly. Marcos, like they say it, like if you played a drinking game for this, you'd be dead.
Oh my god. Yeah, over 2 hours of this movie. How many times I say Marco and Blanc and Susie.
Right. I do like this song.
I got it turned all the way down, so I don't really remember how the song goes.
It's just like nice and like peaceful while they're killing mad bitches. Like, is this like a like overtly sexual movie too?
Yeah, because I'm really not sure the point of this moment other than her getting a vagina on her chest.
Like, what is this? Like, is it like a sex cult of witches?
Yeah, just drunken orgies all around. And
still naked.
And see, she's like, what do you ask? And to die. Like, bring me some fucking peace. Get me to the afterlife already.
To die. It's like kind of sad.
It is, because these girls did nothing wrong. And, oh, they, like, suffered so much in this movie.
Is that Chloe Grace?
I think that was, yeah.
Like, why does she not look so decayed there?
I don't know. Lighting.
Now, buy me a goth.
Buy me a, I hardly knew ye.
It's like your guts are hanging out.
Yeah, and I bet she felt all of that.
Like, why couldn't she just, like, turn them back to, like, normal? instead of just killing them all? And why are they fucking just dancing? Just to be artistic and stupid?
If she brought Madame Blanc back to life, like, why couldn't she help these guys?
Right?
But they were asking to die, so not really asking to be better. So I guess she was just doing what they wanted.
I don't know, like, I get people like artsy shit, but it's just, like, not, like, my thing. And the fact that, like, they're still, like, even after the scene, like, it should have just ended here. Like, I like the original because it just, like, abruptly ended.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. And then this one gets drug on for, like, another 15 minutes and she goes and talks to the old guy.
Now, did you know that the old guy was played by Tilda?
What?
Did you know that Tilda Swinton played the old guy in this movie?
I did not know that.
Neither did I. It completely blew my mind when I looked it up after.
That's insanity.
Yeah, they figured it was because, like, it was an all-woman cast. Like, Tilda had the idea, like, what if I played the only male character in this movie?
That's cray-cray. So this is Tilda walking out right now?
That's Tilda. Traumatized Tilda.
Well, I'm traumatized after not knowing that. You can totally tell now.
So, like, their plan was to just, like, create this actor and, like, give him a fake name and all. And then, like, not tell anybody that it was Tilda. And then, like, after filming wrap, they were going to, like, kill off the actor. And then he passed away. They were like, oh, no, that's too morbid.
Instead, they just repress his memory.
Oh, no, they were going to kill the actor in real life. Just say that he died. Because that's why he wouldn't go to, like, the rapping party or the rap party or anything. Or the premiere of the movie.
So at the end credits, is it credited as Tilda, or?
I don't know if they used the fake name or not. She's definitely credited on IMDb as the old man now, but I don't know about the movie.
Very, very interesting, Carly Rae.
But yeah, I always found it, like, really confusing about why Susie would tell him all this stuff about his wife and then erase his memory. Like, what was the point?
Because this movie literally makes no sense. Do you think his wife was Tilda Swinton?
Huh?
Do you think his wife was Tilda Swinton?
No, his wife was Jessica Harper. The original Susie from the original film.
No shit.
Yeah. Had a little cameo. Are you looking it up? You don't believe me?
Oh, no, I believe you. I'm looking at his face to see Tilda. And she played a good man. I totally, you know.
It fooled me, definitely.
And now, like, things are just, like, back to normal and all good in the hood.
Right? Are these the people that were dancing naked in the basement? Like, just going back to their usual day?
Right?
So yeah, they say Madame Blanc left the company. I think she left with Susie.
So Susie's not doing the company at all?
No.
I think if they're mess. They're
in the house.
So now, like, do they not have any more witchery powers?
Oh no, they're witches. They just lost their mother. Mother Marcos. I think Miss Tanner is going to be taken over.
This bitch looks so, like, in shock. Like, why didn't she, like, die? She was, like, all about Mother Marcos.
Was she? I thought she... Oh.
Like, she was, like, holding her there at the end.
Oh. So, yeah, why is that bitch to get to live?
Maybe to live in fear.
Oh, okay. Be like, try this shit again. I'm gonna be coming back. Remember that.
And you will get the kiss of death.
Yes. And yeah, this ending does kind of run a bit long.
Yes, yes, it does.
I mean, it would have been worth it if the guy was able to find peace about his wife. Instead, erases his memory. So, it's kind of a waste of time.
Right. It's just like kind of a sad movie.
Yeah. And that's kind of like what I like about it. So the original and the remake were just like perfect contrast. Like the original film had such vibrant colors, such beautiful music, and overall just like lighter tones, you know? Then we have this, it's just like darker and not a lot of music. So it kind of like ups the tense factor for me.
Yeah. She said my daughters. That has to be like the best old man makeup I've ever fucking seen then.
I know, they did fantastic. I never in a million years to this day would have guessed that it was Tilda.
He doesn't actually talk a lot, though.
I know. It's actually funny. When he does talk, you'll notice that, like, his voice is kind of high. Which makes sense now.
Look at him holding his weapon.
What was the weapon?
Her hair looks so much better when they cut it off.
Yeah.
Like, it was, like, way too long and, like, weird.
I think it was because, like, the community she grew up in, she wasn't allowed to cut her hair.
Well, she's Mother Superior. Couldn't she do whatever the fuck she wanted?
Apparently not.
Like, maybe she didn't come into her powers until she, like, came to the school and did the dance.
It's definitely possible. Like, once she got there, like, her powers just, like...
ignited.
Yeah. Maybe just, like, being around the other witches helped. Kind of like the craft.
When they get their fourth.
Yeah.
Do you think, like, she brought him peace, though?
Well, I don't know. It's kind of hard. Because, like, he finally got the peace about knowing where his wife is, but also his wife is dead.
That's true. And still probably, like, really traumatized.
Yeah, probably still thinking about all the shit he just witnessed.
Sorry, I'm working as we're watching. Because it's such a long fucking ending.
I know. I was trying to find a good place to start off, and I think I might have made it run a little too long. Sorry, well, folks.
If you had, like, the actual last 20, you would have missed, like, the best part of the film.
Yeah, it was, like, smack dab in the middle of the ceremony.
Which is stupid.
So maybe she did. Oh yeah, remember?
Huh?
So maybe she did leave the memory of what happened to his wife, but took out every other memory?
That's a good theory.
I don't know. But yeah, I don't think she's a bad witch at all. Yeah, can you imagine if she just does that and then he fucking dies from a convulsion?
Right. Well, I thought that's what was happening.
Now his memories really are gone.
A doctor.
A doctor.
And now he doesn't know anything.
Who am I?
So what, did she take like all of his fucking memories?
We'll never know. Stops it right there.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Sorry.
Like, why is the movie still going?
I know, it takes a minute.
Like, it drags, man. It drags.
I know, it's like, we've seen this spot before. We've seen the initials before. Why the very slow zoom into it?
Right, let's roll credits, bitches.
Yeah. Any second now.
Like, it's definitely a more complete film than the OG, but at the same time, it is way too long.
I know, it definitely has its moments, but I love that we actually see some actual dancing in the movie, you know? Like, we get to see people's actual performances in the movie, and that's what I really liked about it. And that's what kind of bothered me about the original, was the main character, she danced for like 2 seconds and then not at all the rest of the movie. Because I know it's not about the dancing, but I wanted it to be a little bit about the dancing.
So what do you rate Suspiria 2018?
I give it a 4.5. I do think it was a little bit longer than it probably should be, but I still, like, really, really loved it.
I think it's, like, overly too long. Like, I'll give it, like, a 3 because it's got, like, some cool sequences, like, some cool cinematography, I like the score. Yeah, it's, like... it's just not my thing, but that's okay. It's a well-made film, but I get really bored watching it. So it's a 3 for me.
And that's understandable. Like, a lot of people really didn't like it.
Yeah. It's okay, though. You win some, you lose some. And it's not like I hated the movie, but, like, it's just not, like, something I would want to watch ever again.
I know, like, if I get too bored of a movie, I will never, ever even consider watching it again.
Well, I think that's going to do it for this episode, everybody. As always, thank you so much for listening. For everyone who's been a part of this one, I'm Lacey Liu.
And I'm Carly Ray. Hope you guys have a wonderful weekend, and we'll talk to you next time.
Peace out.
Bye.